Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Live the Promise. There are many more podcasts available up on the website at myfaithradio.com, and your support makes this possible. Thank you. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. So glad you tuned in today. It's a very special day because this second hour of Live the Promise, we are honoring single moms. Now, a shout out to you single dads. I want to tell you, single moms, single parents, you are unsung heroes of this day. But we do this once a year. We love to partner with Bridging the Gap because they put on an event, really an unmatched event for single moms. That is so amazing that they actually are here in studio with me, and we're going to give 20 tickets away again this year. The phone lines lit up last year. We couldn't get to all the calls, but I just want to take a moment to say single dads, I think there should be an event for single dads. Maybe that's going to be the next thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
A big shout out to you. My goodness, the job that you have is so, so difficult. But we're talking single moms here. I'm going to get my guests on in just a moment. We've got a couple of quick announcements. If you're an aspiring author and you dream of being published someday, here is your chance. Our fourth annual Faith Radio Writers Contest is in full swing. Our theme this year is redemption. The word count and all the submission guidelines are on our website at myfaithradio.com. We are taking submissions till about the 22nd of this month. I think that's actually till the 22nd. You can go to our website, myfaithradio.com. So you can write on the fiction or the nonfiction track. But do not let fear stand in the way, because a handful of you top vote getters will come to the station. We're going to have a luncheon in the green room right outside our studio here, and we'll have some editors here from Bethany House Publishers. So not only will you enjoy this wonderful luncheon with our Faith Radio staff, then you get to sneak away for a 15-minute face-to-face with an editor and pitch your idea. Hey, and if they like it, you may take the next step and then the next step towards publication. It really is a fantastic opportunity. So sign up on our website, myfaithradio.com. Also, we are hoping and praying to get 1 million people praying for our nation on Sunday, July 10th, gathering together in your life groups and your churches, praying for revival, asking God to do a new thing in and through us to reset this nation. And this initiative is being led by National Association of Evangelicals, and you can find more information and sign up your life group or your church on their website at nae.net. So will you consider committing to praying on July 10th. Pray every day, but gathering together with a million other Christians for the sake of this nation. Our only hope is Jesus. Our only hope is Him. We need Him, and we need a personal revival as well. And a quick shout out to our friends listening in on Faith 1290 in Hartford. So glad that you're listening. So glad to have you part of the Faith Radio family. All right, so let me read a quote from a book called The Church and the Single Mom. And the author, Jennifer Maggio, is one of our guests today, and this is what she says. The Church and the Single Mom. There is no doubt that single moms are among the hardest working people in our country. They often serve as mother and father. They tend to all the household duties. They're chief breadwinner for the family. They act as chauffeur, maid, and counselor. They work two jobs or go to school or both. They budget and plan for their children's future. They are the unsung heroes of our day. Is it any wonder that she's exhausted and overwhelmed? All right, let me tell you about all my special guests. We'll get them on the show. Carol Lund is a longtime friend of mine. She's a visionary, leader, mentor. She's a wife. She's a mother of five, grandmother of 12. She's a director of Bridging the Gap Women's Ministries and reaches across denominational and cultural lines to provide ministry for women in every facet of life. And I will tell you, this woman has mentored thousands upon thousands of women, and her very life and vision and heart has deeply impacted me and changed me forever. I love this woman. On the phone, we have Jennifer Barnes Maggio. She's the founder and chief executive officer, of the Life of a Single Mom Ministries that has served more than 50,000 single moms and 1,545 churches. She's a mother to three, wife of Jeff, and a regular girl with a passion for others to live a full life in Christ. Julie Varnum is in studio, and I think she's been with us before. She's a single mom for 9 years. She and her husband adopted 4 children from the foster care system, one of which has major special needs and now lives in a group home. She's actively involved with Bridging the Gap and the Dare to Dream Single Moms Retreat, and she'll share a portion of her story today. And then, from 2010 to 2015, Roger Lane served as executive lead pastor at Cedar Valley Church in Bloomington, Minnesota, where he was instrumental in helping the single moms in the church. Currently, Roger's fundraising coach and a personal coach for True North Strategies. He and his wife, Ann, have 2 married daughters, Katie and Christy, and 8 grandkids. I just have to say I'm very biased about Roger because his daughter, Christy, okay, is one of my favorite people on the planet. Christy, I just got to say a word about her. She's been on the show before, but she's one of the most talented people I know. She can lead worship, and she's actually going to be leading worship at the Single Moms Retreat. She can sing, she can speak, she can write, but she came out from behind that camera, behind the camera. She's produced my last 3 DVDs, Humble, Winsome, Gracious. You raised some amazing girls, Roger.
Thank you.
Just because of that, I like you a whole lot.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure you're great in your own right, though.
You're in, Roger.
Yeah. Yes. Well, welcome to you all. So good to have you. And I will make sure so you're not afraid to step on each other. I will shout you out. But right now, you can all talk at the same time. Welcome.
Okay.
Thank you
for letting us be here.
Honored to have you. And Jennifer, we got you on the line. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thanks so much for having me. I wish I was in studio with you guys.
Yeah, we're having a party.
Hey,
we're having a party.
Welcome, Jennifer. Thank you. We're waiting to have you come to Minnesota.
I'm excited.
Yes,
I am excited. I feel like I'm the only Southern girl, and so whenever I travel up north to Minnesota or the Northeast, it's so funny because I think you guys have such an accent. I forget that I have.
You are the one. I will confess to you, when I was a child, I faked a Southern accent and until people would come to my house of 7 kids. They're like, how are you the only one of 7? Yeah, busted. Anyway, so Carol, let's start with you because, you know, I've been a part of your Bridging the Gap conferences, and nobody puts on a conference like you. But then all of a sudden, somebody makes a suggestion to you, single moms, there's a need here. Talk about how just that conversation sparked a vision, which sparked this amazing ministry.
Yes, it happened 5 years ago. Actually, almost 6 years ago, somebody brought to our attention a need. And it was a need of several young ministry people, wives that were now single moms. And to make a long story very short, we met, we prayed, we talked, and we go, okay, God, what can we do? There's so many of them. And out of that prayer gathering came Dare to Dream.
Dare to Dream. That's the name of the Single Moms Retreat at Lake Geneva in Alexandria, Minnesota. And it's coming up. And I just have to tell you off the bat now, we've got 20 tickets, right? 20 tickets to give away. So we're going to open those phone lines up right now. And the first, Grace, I think it's 4 or 6. For 6, get a little hardcover prayer book from Max Lucado. His people sent those to accompany the first 6 of you to call.
Awesome.
Yes. So let's rattle off the date real quick so that our guests can know that if they're available or not. I know I have it here.
May 20th and 21st.
Okay. So May 20th, 21st. And here's the thing. I can imagine for single moms, you're thinking, okay, this feels impossible, but I feel like if you can find a way to get your kids covered, it will be worth the fight, because we'll get into this in a little bit more, but there's a boutique, there's car work, there's worship, you're going to come home with so blessed on so many levels. May 20th to 21st, 877-933-2484. Are we giving the tickets away in pairs or singles? What do you
pairs.
Think? In pairs.
Pairs.
Okay, so that means 10 callers and the 20 tickets are gone. And the first 6 of you to call will get a pair of tickets and a small hardcover beautiful prayer book from Max Lucado. 877-933-2484. We're not going to get you on the air because we've got a packed full studio and a lots to talk about, but give Grace your information. And you, I'm telling you, bend over backwards if you have to get to this conference, because it's going to be great. Okay, before we get to Julie and a little bit of your story, I want you to just kind of help our listeners understand a life of a single mom. I just want you to pitch a little bit, Carol, if you would, some of the aspects of this conference and what makes it unique.
What makes it unique is, yes, there is ministry and many ministry opportunities, and we offer 10 amazing, very practical breakout sessions. But along with that, before those things ever happen, we have chosen to offer this car care. We've chosen to offer the Diva Boutique, which almost every woman goes home with at least one, if not 2 new outfits. you know, bonfire.
So they walk in there and pick out
they get clothes for free, right? For free, diva dollars, yes. Yeah.
Who doesn't want diva dollars? Roger,
I know,
Roger,
I know.
Tell me. Who doesn't want diva dollars?
Sign them up.
You know, there's coffee and there's pizza and there's a bonfire and there's a full spa put on by one of our Minnesota churches. They're bringing about 50 gals and it's a full spa. And it's for the price of the ticket that these gals are paying for. It's room and board. But everything above that is donated. Everything above that. So actually the ticket costs about $120, but what they're paying is really just their room and board.
And you're making it so affordable.
Yes.
Wow. So the screen is so lit up with calls. If you're trying to get through, hang in there, be patient, because our full screen is lit up. Everybody's calling in 877-933-2484. So, Julie, tell us a little bit about your story, because you never, ever thought you would be a single mama. I mean, talk about putting yourself out there to adopt kids out of the foster system.
Right. Yeah, I met my husband, and we talked about adopting right off the bat. And, you know, we adopted these four kids from the foster care system, and the last one was a baby, and our marriage was tough at the time. And I said to him, are we sure that we're going to be okay? I don't want to adopt this baby if we're not. And yeah, we're going to be okay. And a year later, he moved out. Mm. And I had three older kids and then my baby. And I was an at-home mom, homeschooling my kids, involved in my church. And, you know, it just is tough. I think when you're a Christian woman and you're put in that position, it's harder because you have these standards and everybody else has these standards of what they think. And it just was unbelievable. And the first couple of years, and one of the reasons I'm so passionate about, and Carol knows this, I say this all the time, is I was so angry for a couple of years. And I would just pray to God, would you take away this anger? I don't want to be angry anymore. And God really worked through me on that and helped me with forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And when I met Carol and we talked about the retreat, and the main session on Friday night is about forgiveness.
Wow.
And I said, I'm in. This
wow.
is something I am so passionate about, these women, whether they need to forgive their children's father or maybe somebody else in their past or even themselves, you know, forgiving themselves. And I think that it's just such a healing. And that's the beginning of the weekend. That's how
wow.
we start.
That is so amazing. When you think about the trauma of being thrust into single life, so much you didn't sign up for. I can imagine the layers of pain that you have to deal with.
And, you know, we think about, you know, these are single moms that are outside of the church. And that's true. I mean, there's millions of them. But right within our churches, over 50% of our marriages end up in separation or divorce or of some sort. We have so many single moms. And I'd like to throw this in, that the fastest growing people's group or the culture in the U.S. today are single moms. And Julie is one of those single moms. Mm. And it's not just here, but it's here.
Wow. We're going to pause here for a moment. When we come back, we're going to hear from Roger Lane, because he feels completely outnumbered. So there's got to be a reason the man came. Face down all of us women. He's doing well. I'm proud of him. Yeah. And then Jennifer Barnes Maggio. Am I saying her name right? Maggio.
Yes.
Title of her book, The Church and the Single Mom. She's one of the speakers at this event. We're going to get a little taste of what she'll be talking yeah. about. I love seeing these calls come in. I love that you're going to find a way to get there, all
yes.
right? We're going to post the link to the Dare to Dream conference on the show page today. Keep those calls coming, 877-933-2484. I once asked a single mom, what is one of the things that church could do to help you? What's the big oversight? She said, valet parking.
Oh. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Pretty interesting.
That's,
Don't
yes.
go away. We'll be right back. So, speaking of conferences and Bridging the Gap, that's Meredith Andrews, a precious friend of mine, and Carol Lund is the director of Bridging the Gap. Meredith, Stacey Eldridge, and I, and a couple others will be doing a conference in the fall in St. Cloud, Minnesota. I pray that you'll mark your calendars for that. But today, we're celebrating Bridging the Gap's Dare to Dream Retreat. It's for single moms. They came in armed with 20 tickets. So, the first 10 of you to call will get a pair of tickets. For 6 of you, which those have already been I think, in the door and out the door, get a copy of a book, a prayer book from Max Lucado. We've got a bunch of guests in studio. Roger Lane is here, and he's the father. What's it like to be Christy's dad? Sorry. You know what? I've heard about you, Roger. You're accomplished in your own right.
Thank you very much.
I need to give you the respect you're due. I'm so sorry about that.
Yes, please do. Would you?
No, but you were an executive pastor. You're a professional fundraiser. I don't know if that's the right way to say that, but you are very influential in leadership roles. So what brings you here with regard to the single mama?
Well, I was serving as executive pastor at Cedar Valley Church, and Julie is in her church, and she had really a passion about getting a women's group started for single moms. And I started to hear some of the things that they were doing, and I began to realize I was watching a lot of these single moms that were coming through our church, mm-hmm. and they had nobody. They were alone. And so I began to do a little soul searching, and so I went online and discovered that we have, in our two zip codes around our church, we have over 23 single parent homes.
Wow.
And over 2/3 of those are single moms, mm-hmm. and the others are men. And so it's an epidemic deal that's kind of all over, and realize we got to do something about this. Mm-hmm. So we heard about the retreat that was coming up, and so we got on board with that, and we got our church involved financially. And then we also sent our single moms up to the retreat. We paid their way, and we gave them spending money.
Wow, you did. That's fantastic.
Can you imagine spending money?
Wow.
Well,
God bless
for,
you.
Well, for some of them, though, it just would break my heart. I would have a single mom come up to me, and she said, "Pastor, thank you so much for sending me to this. This is my annual vacation. One night and two days.
Oh,
and
my.
And I thought, you know what? There's a group of people here. And I went to sixth chapter, verse 1, and began to read there. And the Greeks were complaining to the Hebrews that their widows were not being taken care of. Mm. Said, this is not right with the distribution. Something's not happening here. And they felt responsible as a church, and they took steps to make that right.
That is fantastic.
So we followed through with that, and we said, you know what? This is the modern day. It's like the modern day widows we have among
us.
They're deserted, and who's going to be there for them? So I really felt passionate about this. I talked with our pastor, Jerry Strankwitz. I said, we need to get on board with this. This is something that these ladies are, they're amazing people. They're beautiful people. They're God's creation. Mm. And nobody's watching out for them. Who's in their corner helping them through this? And so I felt really passionate about it. So we've gotten on board with that, and our church again this year is doing this similar thing. To help send the group out. But we try to do what we can in our own church to help embrace the single women. We have a Valentine's Day. I'll just back up to that. A couple years ago, my wife and I, on Valentine's Day, is the day that most single women are forgotten.
Hmm.
So we went out, and we were going to get roses for them, but it's so cold in Minnesota, they would freeze when we took them to the door.
Yeah, exactly. So, kind of depressing when you think about it.
So I got a real nice bag of chocolates, a real nice card that we wrote a personal message in there, just letting them know you are loved by your church and your pastors. And we gave that to them. And the next Sunday, I mean, the overwhelming, the people would just burst into tears when they would see us. And so this was a little way that we could say thank you. And I've helped. I try to do what I can. I helped a single mom the other day buy a car. She had saved her money. We went in with her almost like a dad to make sure that she wasn't being taken advantage of. And just to have that support in there. And she had her ducks in line. And it was perfect. But just to have another voice there and have an influence. And I felt like a protector.
Mm.
And I felt good.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
Well,
and
that's part of your DNA, isn't it? I mean, as Christians, we are supposed to stand in the gap for the voice.
Exactly.
You know? I will tell you, just if I could bring Christy up just one more time, this is how she talks about you. You are her papa, your dad. She's like, he is a protector of so many. He puts himself, in harm's way for the sake of those who need a voice. I mean, she cannot say enough about you.
And
And these are the widows and orphans of today.
Well, I was going to say, the challenge for leaders listening to follow that example. What would happen if churches around the upper Midwest said, if you are a single mama, let us know. We're sending you to this event. We'll cover it. We're sending you. Wouldn't that be something?
And I think the thing is that, you know, so many times in pastoring, one of the greatest challenges we have, we'll hear from people in our church that said, I was in the hospital and you didn't call on me.
Mm.
And did you let us know you were in the hospital? No, we didn't do that. So single moms, you've got to speak up in a kind way. you need to look to leaders in a church, to sometimes men in a church or other ladies in a church, and you have to ask. Don't just go up and ask for something. I really feel that one of the best ways to engage in this conversation is to come up to the individuals that have you have respect for and to ask for advice about things that are helping you to do life. You've got to get acquainted with people, and when they learn and they can walk into your life and they can hear what you have to say, they're going to support you in that. Or if they can't do it, they'll help you find a way to get it done. So don't suffer in silence, and by all means, don't isolate yourself.
And you sure can see how someone could maybe get offended, presuming that you should really know what's going on. But when you've got thousands of people in your church, there's absolutely no way. So in a humble, giving the benefit of the doubt sort of way to come up and say.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think it's a crazy, it sounds really self-serving, but go to church. Get involved in a church. You need to be in church on Sunday, and your family needs to be in church. Our daughters were raised in church, and we faithfully took them to church, and they didn't always want to be there. They didn't always agree to be there, but it was the healthiest thing for them. And in the end, I believe they would tell you the same.
You know, just when he was talking about somebody coming and saying, this is a need. I mean, that's really how Dare to Dream started, is somebody approaching you, making you aware of a need.
Yes, and it's all about the one. It's all about the one. And, you know, so many times we have these single moms. And I think what we have to learn as the body of Christ, that we have to become more approachable. So oftentimes they will bring their kids to youth group or send their kids to youth group and bring their kids to kids clubs. But they themselves, this is their hour or two when they can just stay home and have some peace and quiet. But if they had a contact, just exactly what you said, Roger, you know, if they would take that step, but also people in our church, I hear this all the time, what can we do? And I go, you know what? If nothing else, this retreat, this radio broadcast could just bring an awareness that churches could just be real people with real skin on and go out into communities and be Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it's risky both ways. It's risky for the mom. It's risky for Roger. It's risky. But, you know, that day, out of that, there was one specific need, and really it was that need that birthed Dare to Dream. Mm-hmm. It was.
And as a result, you've got hundreds of women who've got stories to tell, who are finding like-minded friends, who are getting a little window of time to receive. And then what's so amazing, we had one of the, Tim Olson, I believe it was, a couple years ago, but he has a passion. He's not a single mom, obviously, but it's like he had a heart for single moms, and he didn't even know a lot about cars, but he thought this would be a helpful thing, and he gathered mechanics. And so now there are all kinds of guys who are showing up at these events, and you bring your car. And
we do car care. Just
and you
a
get
basic
your car worked
car
on while you're
checkup.
Getting pampered and you're spending your diva dollars.
Yes.
Just saying. It's kind of fun.
And eating lots of good food.
Okay, so when we come back, Jennifer Barnes Maggio is going to tell her story. She'll be one of the speakers at Dare to Dream. And Carol tells me she's got quite a story. You're going to hear that when we return. I'm thinking that all the tickets are gone. Grace, are they all the tickets gone? All gone. She's got smoke coming out of her ears. Those calls came in so fast. If you've got questions or if you want to tell us what it's like for you as a single parent, give us a call, 877-93-FAITH, 877-933-2484, or email me, Susie, at myfaithradio.com. Tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. We are celebrating single moms. We're actually celebrating single dads today. You are superheroes. But truly, as Roger Lane said, he's in studio with a few other guests. They're like the widows and orphans of our day, where we can miss them. And so often church can be geared towards the family, towards the couple. And single parents feel often marginalized. And I've got Jennifer Barnes Maggio on the line, some friends in studio as well. The title of Jennifer's book is The Church and the Single Mom. And Jennifer, Carol tells me you have quite a backstory. If you wouldn't mind, tell us a little bit about how God worked this ministry in and through you.
Sure. Let me just say to all of the guests, you guys are my kind of people. I've just been sitting and smiling as I've heard what is truly God's heart for single moms. my story is my mother was killed when I was very young, and so my dad was a single dad, and he used women and alcohol to self-medicate, and he married a total of 6 times, and so my home was a very unsafe place, kind of a revolving door, and there were, you know, so many facets of the story that involved sexual and physical abuse and emotional abuse. And so as a very young girl, I just kind of learned to cope. The interesting part of my story is that my dad was a deacon in the local church for many years. And so I had a strong foundation, and he, you know, fell away from church and fell away from the things of God. And every time he remarried, we moved and had the white picket fence and the, you know, family portrait hanging in the living room. But yet behind closed doors, there was an immense amount of dysfunction. And so I know that that story is not unique. And, of course, I'm shortening it for the interest of the time that we have today. But that story of abuse and dysfunction and, you know, the loss of a mother and how that would, you know, allow me to seek this self-validation in all of these places led me to beginning to be sexually active as a teenager and had 2 children outside of marriage. And let me tell you, for a girl that was raised in church, that was the absolute cardinal sin, to have children outside of marriage.
Well, I mean, I want to pause here, if you don't mind, Jennifer, because we've got Roxanne checking in from Deltona, Florida. And I'm just thinking you might have, I know you've got more to your story that you want to share, but I'm thinking you may have a word of encouragement for her. Hey, Roxanne, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
No problem. Thank you for having me to just share. I want to say a word of encouragement. I kind of heard what the other caller have said, but my story is, you know, after 14 years of marriage with a blended family, I found myself, you know, based on choices, again, a single mom with 4 children of my own and now 2 grandbabies. And not only am I a single mom, but I'm the single income for the household. And I have found out more than ever before that, you know, God is my provider. He is my first husband. He's my comforter. He's my friend that's thicker closer than a brother, because just recently I was led at work to just do a household budget, something I've never done before. And it was to show God's faithfulness, because I'm $1,284 every month in the red. And I don't know how he does it, but he never tells us how he does things. He just said that he would. Mm-hmm. And you know, I look at these experiences that I'm having, you know, ministry, household dynamics, job, and just my own emotional roller coaster, and yet still he keeps me, because what he said to me, it's spiritual fertilizer. Now you grow, and that's what he tells me. He said, yeah, fertilizer don't smell good, it doesn't look good, but it's good for you. You know, so he has a way of turning things around for the good if we would just trust that all things work together for good. And so, you know, my encouragement to any single person, any single father, mother, is continue to trust God, that he knew it would happen, and he has a way of making everything, you know, comes out for the good.
Yeah. Roxanne, I like you. I love that you've got a fire in your belly, and I just love that you trust God. And we would love to send you just some resources to encourage you, some books. So when you go on hold, give Grace not only your mailing address, but tell her the kinds of books you like. Do you like to relax with a novel? Do you like more books on just your devotional life, autobiographies? Tell us what you like, and we'll send you a stack of just some resources just to encourage you today.
Yeah, devotionals, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so I thank you for your ministry. I thank you for having this forum for single moms, because we tend to be, we have a voice, but we're not given platforms very often, you know, to declare the glory of God. He is so faithful to us in whatever household dynamics you find yourself. He is still God in everything, in the mountains and in the valley.
Amen. I like you so much. Roxanne, thank you so much. And I just really believe your word today encouraged many single parents listening today. God bless you, dear. We're going to take one more call. Jill's checking in from Champlin. Jill, thank you. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. Thank you. Thank you for the ministry, everyone there at the, that's being a part of this. I just wanted to say, I'm a mom. I'm 56, but I'm still a single parent. I've been a single parent for most of my life, on and off. But I have a medically complex child. But also, I have two coworkers who are single parents about my same age. But we're also, two of us are also grandparents, and all of our kids are anywhere from the range of 18 into their late 20s, early 30s. And we are still single parenting with our children, our grandchildren, and getting our kids through college and all of that. And what I'm here to do is just to encourage all the young mothers that are single parents out there to hang in there, stay strong in Christ, and He will get you through. Doesn't mean it's going to be an easy walk, because it's not, but they just need to stay strong, stay focused, know that even in the toughest of times, because all three of us are kind of struggling with some stuff right now, but we're all supporting one another. Find other people out there, you know, couples and married couples, but also find other single friends to help support you also and take you through the walk and through the journey.
Indeed. Jill, thank you for that exhortation. And you too, would love to send you some resources just to encourage you today. So when you give Grace your address, tell her what kind of books you like, and we'll get you something in the mail. Bless you, dear. Thanks so much. Amazing courage. We also have Jennifer Barnes-Maggio on the line. She's speaking at the upcoming Dare to Dream Single Moms Conference. It takes place in Minnesota, Alexandria, coming up toward the end of May. We will have a link on our show page. Would love, if you're a single mom, would love for you to be able to attend. But Jennifer, how long were you a single mama?
8 years.
8 years, you said. Wow. What were some of the things that surprised you, things that were hardest for you?
Well, I think that was really what spearheaded the whole ministry that I've been in today, was this idea of feeling very alone. The amount of shame and embarrassment that comes with divorce and or unwed pregnancy is Satan uses that to really isolate women. And I love what the pastor was saying earlier about not isolating. But that was the thing that I felt, is that nobody would understand, because I was very alone. And so the financial devastation, the parenting devastation, all of the emotional issues were secondary to the fact that I thought no one else was going through what I was going through.
You know, Jennifer, I've got a friend listening today, and she's just really one of the most beautiful souls that I know. A mama of three kids, and she and her hubby were leaders in their church. And there was a day when her leadership husband found a younger woman at work and was leaving his wife and three kids for this younger woman. These godly men in the church tried to block his path, saying, "No way, you're doing this." And he said, "Get out of my way. Yes, I am." In which now she is a single mom. Never, ever in a million years thought that she would be in this place. I'm watching her work it through with such honor and such dignity. But there are days of such utter loneliness, such utter despair, thinking, I tried to do everything right. You know, I wasn't this inconsistent person. I walked with God, raised my kids in the ways of the Lord, and here I am. But there's such a stigma attached to single moms. And so often we blame moms for being single. Maybe speak to that friend who's listening today and others like her who want to remain faithful but are really just in shock that they find themselves here.
Yeah, I think it's so important that we recognize that single motherhood comes in a variety of packages.
Yeah.
And so as we're thinking through the age and the demographic and mothers who are talking about parenting children that are now adults and they're parenting alone, and then grandmothers who are parenting alone for the first time, or perhaps teen mom, you know, there's just so many demographics. And I just want you to know, if you're a single mom out there listening, you are not alone. And the very tactic of Satan is to isolate you and convince you, number one, that you are alone, and number two, to be embarrassed and ashamed that the church will judge you. I can remember the first time I went back into a church after I'd had children and I'd been out of church for some time. I went back to church, and I thought that the walls of the church would cave down around me with all the sin I had in my life. And I thought that people were staring at my left hand and that there was a spotlight on my left hand as I sat there with my two young children. And it was very difficult. And the decision to go back again and again and again was one that I had to make over and over, because it was very difficult, and the church truly did seem to cater to the married family. But that's why I'm so passionate about raising up these single moms ministries and churches, is because I think that there is great life there.
One of the things I love that you said in your book, that, and this is my paraphrase, but yes, these are difficult times, but this is not a time to retreat or shrink back. This is a time to rise up and be strong and be courageous, because you said in so many words, who knows, you could be raising the next president of the United States, or you could be raising the next evangelist or next great leader. Maybe speak to that piece as well, because you can tell when you're afraid and overwhelmed, you play not to lose rather than playing to win.
Right. Exactly. And the truth is, whether we're a married mom or a single mom, life circumstances can be difficult. There is not a married mom that's listening today or a childless woman that's listening today that has not faced insurmountable circumstances. And what we do is when the rubber hits the road and we go back to God's Word and we find the strength that is there and the power that is there, and we begin to pray that God would fill us with the courage necessary to walk out the path that we are on, then we look back. I often say, you're not going to appreciate the mountaintop until you've been in the valley. And so there may be some single moms listening right now, and you say, girl, I never expected to be here. This is far from the life that I had planned. I can appreciate that thought so much. But I also can look back and say, thank God I walked through single parenthood. Thank God that I walked through living in the projects on food stamps and welfare. Thank God that I walked through immense sexual and physical abuse. Because now God has equipped me with a testimony that will empower another mom. And so that's what I want to encourage you with, that there's somebody along the way that is going to see your story and be inspired by it, because you will make it through with the strength that Christ offers.
And this is what's so powerful, Carol, is when people prevail through the valley, they come out with credibility and authority. Roger, one thing you were saying before the break or during the break was the importance for men and pastors especially to be aware and wisely minister. Like you said, you do this stuff with your wife. Just because you can get a wrong attachment or they can get a wrong attachment to you, maybe give a little wisdom for that, because we have a lot of guys who listen and they have tender hearts for these women who need help. What's some wise advice you could offer?
I think one of the things that Ann and I do is we always do this ministry to single moms together. You want to avoid any attachments that might happen. I mean, you have, for a male, you have a hurting female. And typically, when there are needs that are being fulfilled, that's when there's the greatest opportunity for slip-ups and mess-ups. And so we do this together, and we both have a passion for being making a difference there. And so I think using discretion, if you're a pastor or even a male, it doesn't matter whether you're a pastor or not, you should use discretion. You should have other people around you when you're serving this group of people, because they're very, very vulnerable. And at that vulnerability, you can send a wrong message, not even thinking about it whatsoever, and be misunderstood.
Such good wisdom. Yes. Just spoke at an event in New Jersey, and the husband of the women's ministry director said that their men's ministry, they gather on Saturday mornings for Bible study, and then they turn into Minutemen, and they go out in groups to the single woman in their church community, and they do fix-it stuff. They just block Saturday off. You know, they take turns in these different Bible study groups, and they go out and they fix their cars, they do their houses.
Awesome.
Isn't it great?
It is.
I mean, this kind of stuff may seem like a small thing, but it's life-changing for the single mom. When we come back, we're going to talk about just some more wisdom advice for how the church can rise up and help single moms, and a little bit more about this upcoming conference. And my friend, you know I'm talking to you. Get a babysitter. I'm sending you to this conference. I want you to go really bad. I want you to be pampered and loved. You know who you are. I'm talking to you. All right, don't go away. And if you've got, you want to chime in and just tell us what it's like for you as a single parent, we have one more segment, so here's the number, 877-933-2484, 877-93-FAITH, or email Susie@myfaithradio.com. Rescue Has Come. I love that song. I love that song by Lincoln Brewster. Susie Larson here. This is Live the Promise. We are honoring and celebrating single moms today. I want to tell you, God sees you. He loves you. You're not alone. One thing Roger Lane said in the studio is how important it is not for you to isolate, because you may feel all alone. And we as a church may have fallen down in the way that we see you and help you and love on you. These are all true things. But one thing Jennifer Maggio said, she's the keynote speaker coming up at this Dare to Dream Single Moms Retreat, is that she kept going back to church, even though she did feel at times, are they judging me? Are they reading me? She kept showing up and kept showing up and needed a community. And God restored her one step at a time. We are celebrating. We're also partnering with Bridging the Gap here at Faith Radio for the upcoming Dare to Dream Single Moms Retreat. It is May 20th, 22nd at Lake Geneva Christian Center in Alexandria, Minnesota. We know we've got listeners from around the country. I feel like it's worth you somehow making the trip. And if you absolutely can't afford tickets, somehow go email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com.
And Susie, they can call us.
Okay, that'd be better because my husband's rubbing his temples by about now.
Call us.
Okay, so we'll have the link all set up there. But we want you to get there.
Yes.
Just in short, there's going to be amazing worship led by Christy Kerr and a team. There's going to be amazing speaking, amazing breakouts, which we'll get to in a moment. Car care, so there'll be guys there to work on your car. Spa, so you can get some massages, nails done. A diva boutique, so you can walk in for free, spend diva dollars that you get given to you. So you know what I mean? You're walking away with one or two nice outfits, pampered, get into God's presence. I mean, you will be spoiled, and it's really in a short amount of time. So whatever you have to do to get a sitter for this little bit of time, I pray that you'll do it. And if you can't afford the tickets, check out the link on our show page. But one thing, Carol, you wanted to cover is these breakouts, because you're very intentional about these breakouts.
We are very intentional about these breakouts, and I'll wrap it. But, Julie, why don't you throw some of those breakouts out there? Because we were so intentional about them.
We are, and every year we have so many topics that we could choose from, and but there's so many that are so important. Dating is a huge one, how to date in a godly way, healthy dating, the parenting and blending families. We have financial, somebody coming to talk about finances and how to manage your finances. we're not against men.
Oh, no, we're not. And actually, a lot of guys up there.
Yeah.
We have Christy Kerr coming and speaking. She's doing her Search for Me, which has been huge for me about finding yourself in Christ. We have somebody coming and teaching safety for the women. We also have freedom from abortion. We have abuse. Freedom from abuse.
I'm going to jump in and talk about the abuse one. One of our main sessions is Brenda Engelking, and she is a lawyer, and her husband is a lawyer, but she's a specialist in this whole area of domestic violence. And she's going to be doing a main session that is broader than just every aspect of domestic violence. And she is she's very, what would I call her? Very, very professional.
She's articulate. Very professional.
But she knows how to speak a main session, and she's going to do a breakout, which she'll get more to the nitty gritties in the breakout. But last year when we brought her in to do two breakouts, now this is the first year she's done a main session, the attendees didn't even want to leave that breakout because they were given so many tools in their toolbox to take home. Because so oftentimes a single mom will go, when she's single, and she goes into another relationship, and oftentimes it's very similar to the previous one. And so Brenda walked through numerous, numerous young moms that just said, you know, let me give you these tools, because you cannot go back into some of these relationships.
Wow. Roger, you wanted to offer a little bit more advice for church leaders, as having been an executive pastor. If there are executive pastors listening today, just some simple steps to come around their own single moms.
I think that if you want to motivate your congregation, it's always good to point toward the greatest need in your community or in your church. Mm. And we then need to follow God's heart. And I just tell you, this is where God's heart is. It breaks his heart.
Amen.
To see these people hurting, and I call them people, but men and women alike, they're hurting. And so I think that we talk about missions, and we all have a mission field, and it can be right across the street, it can be next door.
Amen.
We talk about missions near, we've talked about missions far. This is missions near, and God is bringing the mission field into your neighborhood and into your congregation.
Yes.
And you need to be looking for those opportunities that we can serve and to help build this group up. Because they're being torn down so many times. And they're strong. They're strong. I don't want to make them sound like they're weaklings, because they're not.
But they're vulnerable.
They're vulnerable, and they're alone. Mm. And I come back to the idea that we all need to be surrounded by those. Encourage the single people in your church, in your congregation, to develop a prayer partner system where they have two or three friends that would agree with them weekly, to where they can have a time to chat and to talk and to pray and support each other. Build your own little support system.
Excellent. And you know, Susie, as I listened to Roger, and you are so accurate, you're so correct, but you know, when you touch a single mom, when you help a single mom, you're not just helping that single mom, you're helping the family, those kids that are so hurting. And oftentimes when a single mom is restored in whatever that whatever way that looks like, you will have child after child after child that ends up on the right road instead of negative paths.
What are you hoping the takeaway will be for that single mom who attends and just gets wrapped up in this love, gets to be in God's presence? I mean, there's so much there for her. In fact, what are some of the things you've heard from women who've experienced this event?
We could actually sit here all day and tell stories, but we're not going to do that. But one of the things that we hear all the time, because we've experienced women that come to know Christ during this weekend, they've experienced healing, they've experienced restoration, but story after story, and when they come back, they'll say, you know what? You sent me away with tools so that I can go home and I can survive. Mm. I can, and more than survive, I can thrive. And we hear that story over and over again. And I prayed last year with a young woman who's a dancer, a professional dancer. And honestly, her life was radically changed. She came to know Jesus that day.
Wow.
But she said, pray for me that I can find another occupation. And that, oh my goodness, what a privilege to pray for somebody that needs a better occupation.
Wow. And that she made it to that event. Wow. Julie, do you want to leave? We've got about just about a minute and a half before we pray. But any last thoughts? Because you are a single mom, mm-hmm. but you're also on the leadership team, really helping to set the table for other single moms.
Yeah, I think I love the way that this talk went today, because I think back on my time and God called me back to Cedar Valley, and I went with my heels dragging, and because all of my friends there were married. Mm. And it is still hard, even after all this time, to go to church on Sunday mornings. But I have people always come up to me, whether it be Roger or my friends, and they all say, hey, come and sit by me. And you know what? That means so much. And to have that support. And I think the other thing is finding other single moms to be supportive. I went to a divorce care and I found this group of women, and we are still friends today. I don't know where I would be without my married friends and my other single friends. And I think that these women can come to this retreat, and we try to book them in the rooms by location so that they can make friends.
Whoa.
And leave
Fantastic.
There with friends. And we have a group of women, four women, that are sharing this year on video that they met in a room, and now they're friends. They all came by themselves, which always amazes me, and they are all friends now, and they're supporting each other.
They all have their master's in special education.
It's so amazing.
Goodness.
So that's
goodness.
What I would say.
So, Pastor Roger, I've teased you, and you've been a good sport, but you are an amazing man. I appreciate
you
so much. We always love to end with prayer. I'm wondering if you would pray for that single mama listening today who has been feeling the weight of the world on her shoulders and then looking at Mother's Day, wondering, you know, what's that going to be like for me?
Yes.
Would you pray for her?
Sure. Father, we come to you today, and we have grateful hearts. We say thanks for our own moms. We all have one. Mm. And, Lord, we really believe that that's God-given, and we know that it's all from you. And so as we speak today to this listening audience, we know there are those that are out there that are hurting, and they don't understand what's just happened. They're in shock. Their ears are still ringing from the trauma. So, Lord, we just pray that you'll throw your loving arms around them, embrace them, let them feel your presence in a close and a special way. And as you do that, Lord, we pray you'll impart hope and courage and patience and an endurance and love, Lord, that can only come from you, and that peace that passes all understanding. Father, we pray for our pastors in the listening audience that you would help us all to be mindful of what's going on around us and to be thinking of ways to creatively engage our congregation in reaching those who are hurting, that many times they can appear with a fake smile, but inside their hearts are broken. So in Jesus' name, we pray for the retreat that's coming up, that there would be some dreams that are going to be happening in a good way. And we just ask that you'll be with this retreat in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Dear Rochelle, I know you're listening. Your story is far from over. Remember that, friend. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. Blessings to these dear heroes of the faith. Thank you all for joining me. Loved it so much. Remember this, the Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He's the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a great day.